Casting Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, assault weapons, assault rifles. The Republican Party knew that it had a big problem after Uvalde and after Buffalo. They were intransigent on doing anything, but they had to give the appearance of doing something until the heat dialed down. So 10 of them got together. Moscow Mitch said he was on board to defeat the filibuster, and they said, we are going to have gun reform. We're going to have gun reform. Check the box. So everybody checks the box. They say, okay, the Republicans are on board. Something's going to get done. And then they go on to something else. They go on to the NBA finals. They go on to the Brewers. They go on to something else. In the meantime, those sneaky Republicans don't intend to do anything. And that was a sham. I said on our show the other day that, first of all, this is a watered down bill. Doesn't really accomplish anything. It puts a little money for mental illness, whereas they had filibustered any money for addressing mental illness before. Puts a little money for school safety, locks on doors. Okay, well, a lot of doors have locks. A lot of school boards have the money to put locks on their doors. But it had one other thing. If you do a background check on a juvenile, you can now get access to his juvenile records, which are usually secret. But you don't have to do a background check in most gun cases, gun shows, private sales over the internet. And many of these people, when they're 18, who buy an AR-15, they're depressed, or they have 18-year-old hormones, or they're narcissistic, and they don't have a juvenile record. The two other things they did that they were loudly trumpeting were getting rid of the boyfriend loophole. If there's a spousal abuse case and it's the husband or a live-in significant other, you can take away his gun so he doesn't kill the woman. But if the boyfriend isn't living in the house, you can't take away the gun. And half of the women who get killed are killed by boyfriends who don't live in the house. So they said, oh, that's a big deal. The other one was red flag laws. They wouldn't do those. Red flag laws simply say that if you have a mentally ill relative, you can go to the judge. Say, judge, this one's flat out nuts. He says he's going to kill people. And then you take his gun away until he is adjudicated mentally ill or not mentally ill. They wouldn't even do that. All they'd say, we'll give a little money to the states to encourage them to do that. And some states would do it and some wouldn't. Some already have red flag laws. Well, it turns out that was a scam. They did that. The polling shows that people are still concerned about Uvalde, but the Republicans checked a box. They're doing something about it. And the average person has the attention span of a gnat. The average person just wants a box checked, goes on to other things. Told you the other day that Cornyn, the guy from Texas, started to say, well, there's a couple of things here we're running into problems with. Now, why is that? 10 people, Republicans, said they would go against the filibuster. Why is there a bump in the road? Because they knew they were in there. Well, some of them are having second thoughts. So we want to take out the boyfriend loophole and the red flag thing. We don't want to give anybody any money to pass red flag laws. We don't think mentally ill people should have their constitutional rights infringed and have guns taken away. Mentally ill people. And secondly, if a boyfriend threatens somebody and doesn't actually live in the house, we don't want to take away his gun. But Cornyn, half of the women murdered are murdered by boyfriends who don't live in the house. Well, we got to think about that. Well, now they went one step further yesterday. There was a meeting to try to resolve this, and Cornyn got up and walked out. signaling to his base what he had said all along when he winked at them. So we got to at least talk about something after Uvalde and Buffalo, or we'll lose a few points in the congressional elections in November, and people are incredibly obtuse, and all we got to do is check the box that we talked about them and blame it on the Democrats. And now they're going around saying, we had a deal and the Democrats torpedoed it. Well, let me tell you something. One day we'll have statesmen in Congress again, and AR-15s and assault rifles will be designated military weapons. It's not a difficult concept. Let me tell you what other things are designated as military weapons that civilians can't have. Atomic bombs, biological weapons, chemical weapons, machine guns, stingers, javelins, bazookas, shoulder-held missile launchers. We don't want people shooting down commercial aircraft. An assault rifle is like a machine gun. High capacity. You can have a couple of high capacity magazines. The Islamic terrorist down in Florida who killed people in that LGBT nightclub, I think he killed something like 40 or 50 people, just sprayed the crowd. Guy in a movie theater out west did the same thing. That's a machine gun. I don't care what you call it. If it looks like a duck and talks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it is a duck. If it looks like a machine gun, talks like a machine gun, shoots like a machine gun, it is a machine gun. If that makes you feel any better. I'll tell you, the Republicans, even in this fake meeting on gun safety, wouldn't even discuss lowering the age for an AR-15 to 18. I know a lot of 18-year-old guys who are very responsible. I really do. So I'm in the Navy. No, Sam's shaking her head. She has never met one. Actually, I haven't met many of them. I probably met two or three of them, and they were in the Navy. But I'll tell you what, 18-year-old guys have no judgment, by and large. They're very emotional, and if they get angry or they think they got cheated or they think that life is not going well, when they're 18, they can go in and get an AR-15, go out to the range, and they can just spray the target, and it feels real good, real good. It's sort of a phallic symbol is what it really is. And so then they buy a couple of high-capacity magazines, and not many of them, but Sandy Hook, Uvalde, Buffalo, they figure, well, you know, I'm a life. Is it worth living? I mean, you know, I'm immortal. I'm going to go in, and they always pick soft targets. First grade, fourth grade, they don't go in to an NRA meeting. You know, they don't go in to a meeting of people who could hurt them. We're not going to put up with it. They always go into a grade school or a high school in Parkland. An 18-year-old does not have the judgment to own an AR-15 and to buy one on his 18th birthday. He also doesn't have the judgment to drink, because in a lot of places they don't let him drink till they're 21. He didn't have the judgment to vote until 1972 when they passed a constitutional amendment. Even then, most of them don't vote anyway. An 18-year-old boy does not have the maturity to own an AR-15. And when you say they have constitutional rights, so do the 17-year-olds and 12-year-olds. And we don't let them have an AR-15. It's a line-drawing issue. The Republican Party has just scammed you. They're taking out the boyfriend loophole and the red flag, and there's nothing left. You got scammed. Going to a break. The lines are open. Do not hang up. I see you on the line. I will get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.